I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Smoke was seen rising on Sunday in southern Lebanon near the border with Israel as audio of missiles exploding were heard. Israel has, in recent days, hit Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon in ways it could not imagine, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised address on Sunday.
Another Iranian terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, attacked Israel completely unprovoked. They fired missiles and rockets into our cities. They made 60,000 Israelis leave their homes along the Lebanon's border.
Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire into Sunday, with Israeli warplanes carrying out the most intense bombardment in almost a year of conflict across Lebanon's south and Hezbollah firing over 100 rockets deep into northern Israel.
No country can accept the wanton rocketing of its cities. We can't accept it either. We will take whatever action is necessary to restore security and to bring our people safe back to their homes.
The Israeli military said it struck around 290 targets on Saturday, including thousands of Hezbollah rocket launcher barrels, and said it would continue to hit more targets. That came after an Israeli airstrike in Beirut on Friday killed at least 37 people, including one of Hezbollah's top leaders, as well as women and children. Germans in the state of Brandenburg were voting in a regional election on Sunday. The far-right Alternative for Germany is expected to finish first, building on successes in other eastern states and beating Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats in one of their traditional strongholds. The AfD became the first far-right party to win a state election in Germany since World War II in Thuringia on September 1st. Polls close in Brandenburg at 6 p.m. local time, and the first exit polls and preliminary projections will be announced as soon as voting ends. This is VOA News. Sri Lanka has elected Marxist-leaning Anura Kumara Dissanayake as its new president on Sunday after a runoff and second round of counting votes. Sri Lankans are putting faith in the 55-year-old's pledge to fight corruption and bolster a fragile economic recovery following its worst financial crisis in decades. It's something Bimal Ratnayake, Politburo member of the People's Liberation Front, acknowledges.
For 3 years, we have to work, whether we like it or not, under IMF prescribed program, and next 2 years we will be relieved from that so-called prescription.
Dissanayake, who does not possess political lineage like some of his rivals in the presidential election, led from the start, knocking out the incumbent president and opposition leader Sajith Premadasa to become Sri Lankan's 10th president. It's the first time in the country's history the president has been elected after having a second vote count, as initially no candidate had reached 50% of the vote. The second round of counting determines the winner using preferential votes. Russian forces struck multiple high-rise apartment blocks in Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, on Saturday evening, injuring at least 21 people, including three minors, the regional governor said Sunday. Russia also launched 80 drones and two missiles at Ukraine overnight into Sunday, the Ukrainian Air Force said. Ukrainian air defense shot down 71 drones and another six were lost on location due to electronic warfare countermeasures, the statement said. Kharkiv is located 30 kilometers from the Russian border and has been a frequent target of Moscow's attacks since the Kremlin's troops launched their February 2022 full-scale invasion. The French presidential palace has unveiled a new center-right government more than 2 months after elections that produced a hung parliament. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A left-wing coalition secured the most seats in the June-July parliamentary elections but failed to win a majority. Student groups and activists from the hard-left France Mbao party held protests around the country Saturday against a government they say rejects the voters' will. President Emmanuel Macron named conservative Michel Barnier as prime minister earlier in the month, even though Barnier's Republicans' party had a poor showing in the elections, and Barnier put together the government after difficult negotiations. Macron approved, and it was announced at the presidential palace. Marine Le Pen's far-right anti-immigration party National Rally has no seats in Barnier's government, but has enough votes in parliament to bring it down. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A methane gas explosion in a coal mine in Iran's South Khorasan province at 9 p.m. on Saturday killed at least 51 people and injured 20, Iran state media said. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.